Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Mayat Katan Daf Tes Zayin. We begin on the fourth line. Says the Gemara, Amarav, Minalan, from where do we know the Mishadrin Shlicha de Beidina? Umizamninan Leiladina. According to the Bach Skirsa, we add the words Minalan de Kavinan Duchta, Umishadrinan Shlicha de Beidina. How do we know that Bezna is meant to set a Makim Kavua, an established location for their Bezin, and then they send a Shliach, an emissary, over to the litigants, to the Bali Dinim, come over and have your din over here in this place? This lends formality to the procedure. How do we know this? Dichsiv Vayishlach Moshe. This was by the Machlekes of Kirach Va'adosoi. Moshe sent a message. Likre Ledoson Olaviram Bnei Eliyav. Come over, and let's take it on in a bezin lifnei Hashem. And they responded, "Lo nala, we're not going up. We're not going to where." Apparently, there was a set location which was established for this din. So we see that bezin is meant to establish themselves in a mokim and send a shliach over to the bali din to come to the bezin. Umenolon dimizamnin aladina. How do we know that? We invite. We sent out a summons to the bali dinim to come to the din. Dichsiv vayomer Moshe al Korach, ata v'chol adoscha, you and your whole group, come over. We're going to have a din Torah in front of Hashem, a din Torah between yourselves and Aaron to see who is in the right. How do we know that we're meant to add and say, look, come over lekamei gavur rabba, come to the bezin which is headed by the great man, by the prominent figure, the Av Bezin, in this case, Kaviyachal Hashem, it's going to be Lifnei Hashem. This lends authority, this lends formality, this makes it more serious. Dichsiv Lifnei Hashem, come on over to have your din conducted in front of Hashem. When we send out the summons, we're very specific. We add all the details that are pertinent to the procedure. At Uplanya, come yourself together with your opponent. This way he knows what it's all about. Dichsiv ata v'heim v'arein. You, them, and Aaron, who's your opponent, so to speak, in this din Torah, all of you, come to the din Torah tomorrow. How do we know the kavin and zimna? We set established time and appointment. Dichsiv machar, come tomorrow. Zimna basar zimna. We provide a backup appointment as well, just in case you can't make the first zman. We give you another chance to come. Dichsiv, we have a pasuk. Koru sham paroi melech Mitzrayim shoin he'ever hamoyed. So Paro was meant to join the war, and Koru sham is lashon of shamta of cherem. They put him in cherem because he didn't join the war with Nebuchadnezzar he'ever hamoyed, which means he let the appointment pass by. Not only one appointment, hamoyed the second time as well. So he failed to show up two times in a row. Now he's deserving of punishment. So when it comes to summoning the Bali Dinim, we give them some slack, some leeway. Come tomorrow. Otherwise, we give you a backup appointment as well. Uminal londimis paker b'shlicha de beidina. And from where do we know that if the Bal Din acts in an inappropriate way, he degrades, he's mecharif, he embarrasses the shliach bezin, and then the shliach turns around and reports that to the dayanim. V'asi v'omar, and the shliach bezin comes back and tells us about it. How do we know that that's acceptable? It doesn't appear there won't be any concern of lashon hara in this case. How do we know that? Meaning the shliach may go ahead and report what happened to him. He can tell the dayanim, so that they treat it, they take care of it, they address it. Dichsiv ha'enei hanoshim ha'im tenaker. So, when Moshe sent a message to Dosan Aviram, they responded very harshly, very disrespectfully. How would Moshe Rabbeinu know about it, if not for the fact that the shliach came back and reported it to him? Umunalan demishamtinan. Now, from where do we know that there is a concept of shamta, of cherem, of nidu, of excommunicating the bali dinim who don't cooperate with the bezin, who are disrespectful to the bezin? Chsev oiru morois. Moroi is either a star or it's a person, as we're going to see soon, a curse was applied to him. This was in Barak's time. Barak asked him to come join and help fight against Sisera. He refused to cooperate. He got a klal, he got a cheirim applied to him. From what do we know that when you do a cheirim, you have to attribute it to the authority, to the authoritative figure, and say, look, I'm coming in the name of the Avbezen, of the Gadol, the Hochi Savrug, the Gavar Rabba. This is the Svara, this is the opinion, the Hochi Svara, the Gavar Rabba of this great man. The Chsiv Omar Malach Hashem. So when Baruch gave him the cheirim, he said, look, it's not just in my name. I'm the Malach Hashem, I'm in the name of Hashem. And this gives it authority. It makes it official. Umanola de Machriminan. So there were actually two phases of excommunication. There's the Nidoi Shamta, which pretty much go together. And the next phase, the more severe, the more advanced cheirim, is called cheirim. So if this fellow really doesn't cooperate, it's 30, 60 days later, we advance it. He gets to the next stage, which is called cheirim, which is more severe. We learned yesterday, a menuda may learn with others, others can learn with him, he can work for others, but a muhram, he can't even learn with others, others can't learn with him, he can't work for others, etc. He's totally isolated. How do we know this concept? Dechsiv oirur aroirur. So it's a double lashon to indicate two phases of cheirim, including the more severe one, the more advanced one, which is called cheirim itself. Now, how do we know what cheirim entails? The ochel v'shasi b'hadei, whoever eats and drinks with him, associates with him, v'koi ba'arba amos didei, and is found within his four amos, as we know, in halacha is considered mekoy mishal adam. So a fellow who's in cheirim, in nidu, in shamt, is meant to be isolated, and others are not meant to mingle with him. How do we know that? Chsiv yoyshev veha. So the dwellers, the ones near the marais, are also included, meaning they have to keep away from the subject of the cheirim. Umenolam de partinan chatoi betzibur. From what do we know that a fellow who is experiencing cheirim or shamto or nidu, his acts are meant to be publicized. We're meant to itemize and publicize his wrongdoings. Listen, here he, everybody should know why he was placed in cheirim. The Chsiv Baruch himself gave reason why he put morois in cheirim. Kiloi bo'ol ezras Hashem, because they didn't come. They weren't there to help Hashem. So he explained his actions. Now, what exactly happened there between Barak and Moriz? Va'amorula, bedalad mea shipuri, using 400 shefaris, or simply means that he blew 400 times, because the shefar was a tool which they used to actually create the cheirim. So 400 shefaris were used in this process. Shamte Barak l'Moriz, when Barak applied Shamta to Moriz. What was Moriz? Two versions. Ikeda Amri Gavar Rabba. He was a great man, he was an important person, and he was meant to help out Barak, and he refused to help him when he was fighting with Sisera, and therefore he went into cheirim. Ikeda Amri, some say Koich Vahava. He was just a star. Shenemar min Shamai Menulchama Kuchavim. The stars in heaven were incorporated in the Milchama, in the battle against Sisera. The Gemara elsewhere, I think it's in Ari Psachim, explains what happened, that the stars heated up the area until they needed to rinse themselves and bathe themselves in the Nachal Kishon. They went into the Nachal. Hashem took the Nachal and swept them away, and that's how they were defeated. So Barak wanted this star, Moriz, who Rashi says was actually the mazel of Sisera. Right? Every nation, has a mazel. So Moriz didn't want to cooperate. He was on Sisera's side. He didn't want to join the other Kechavim when they fought against Sisera, and therefore he was placed in the cheirim. How do we know that a person who's in cheirim, a person who refuses to cooperate with the Chachamim, they take his possessions and they make it ownerless, they make it hefker. And they came back from Babel. There were many who were married with to marry to goyim, and they announced everybody has to come. We have to get together. Whoever refuses to come, he will be placed in cherem, and his nechasim will be taken away. So we learn from here the concept of hefker bezdin hefker. Bezdin has the ability to turn somebody's possessions into hefker. Umanalan denatzina. How do we know that a person who's in cherem, who refuses to cooperate, who negates the authority of the chazal, he's put in cherem, and not sinan, we fight with him, ulaitinan, we curse him, machinan, we even hit him, talshinan, say, we pull out his hair, umashbinan, we impose a shvu on him that he better cooperate. Tichsiv, v'ariv, imam, I fought with them, v'akalim, I cursed them, v'akamim, I hit them, anoshim, v'emratim, I pulled their hair, v'ashbim, I impose a shvu. Umanalan de kaftinan, what about tying him up to give him malchus? V'asrinan, kaftina means we bend his hands and feet together. Asina, we tie him up. Vavdin hadafa, which the Gemara soon will explain. We sort of chase him. We get at him right away. Tichsiv hein lamavis. So this was when Daryavish, the son of Esther Amalka, a Jewish boy, he wanted to inspire everybody out there. So he says, look, Rabbi Yisrael, you should serve Hashem and behave, and otherwise no good, it will come to you. Hein lamavis, some will die. Hein lashrushi, will be uprooted. Hein la'oinish, nichsin, their property will be taken away. Ulasurin, and will be tied up. Tied up and punished. Now, the Gemara assumes that hardafa and shirushi go together. Oh, my lashirushi, what does the shirushi mean? Amar adav mari, amar nechami, bar baruch, amar avchia bar abin, amar rav, Yehuda. Shirushi actually means hardafa. No, what is Haradafa? My Haradafa? Amar Yehuda, Breda Shmo Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. It means immediate results, immediate consequences. Menadin La Alter. Shirushi means to uproot. Right away, get at him. Haradafa, go at him right away. Without delay. He gets immediate. Nidui. So that happens right away. Vishoinin. And this gets repeated again, La Achar Lamed, after 30 days. So if he's not going to cooperate, we put him in cherem. Wait another 30 days. He's still stuck to his position. We do the cherem again. We do the nidui again. And then comes the second phase, the most severe phase. Umachrimen. Now he's put into cherem. La'achar shishim. If it's 60 days already and no cooperation in sight, now he's placed in cherem. Amalei Rav Huna bar Chinna. Hachi amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda explained as follows. It's not always immediate. Masrin, we warn him. Look, this is coming. Sheni on the Monday, v'chamishi on the Thursday, v'sheni on the Monday again. So bahab, we give him a triple warning before we place the nidi on him. But han immediately l'mamayna. This only applies to monetary issues. If he refuses to pay his debts. Avalaf kerusa, but let's say he's a fellow who was mevaza tamid chachamim. He degrades the chachamim. He gets immediate retribution, la'alta. We don't even wait Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Hahu tavcha, there's a story regarding a butcher. Butchers always gave the chacham a hard time. It's hard to be a butcher. You know, one little slay of the hand, there goes the whole animal. So, the chacham always had, many times, had a hard time dealing with the butchers. Hahu tavcha, the ispaker brav tuvi bar masna. So this, butcher who wasn't the Erlich Yid, he challenged Rav Tuvi Bar Masna's authority. He was mevazeh him. He was disrespectful to him. Imnu alei Abaye v'Rav v'shamtu. Abaye v'Rav decided we're gonna put him in cherem. L'soif, ultimately also paisei l'baldini. So this tapcha went and appeased his opponent, meaning apparently he owed a debt and he wasn't really willing to cooperate with the Bezdin. And he went ahead and he paid up. So the reason for the cherem, the reason for the nidui, was no longer really there. Amar Abaye, hech le'avet, what are we going to do now? Because it's still before 30 days. Lish relay, should we remove the cherem? Lechal shamta oleh klasen yamin. He hadn't yet experienced 30 days of nidui. And nidui extends for 30 days. It lasts for lamed yom. That's the Zman, which was established by Chazal. Loyalish relay. Well, if we won't remove the shamta, kabora bana lamea. We have a problem because the chacham need to go into that butcher shop to purchase meat. So we're in a dilemma: remove it or not. Amri le l'Rav Ida bar Avin. Amri le. So Abaye turns to Rav Ida bar Avin. Have you heard any halacha regarding this type of case? Midi shmiya lachbaha. Do you have any information regarding this type of scenario? Amar le Ravidi responds, I do. Hachi Amar of Tachlifa bar Avimi Amar Shmuel. I have a halacha in the name of Shmuel. Tut asar. The tut shor. Tut is the blow of the shofar, meaning the shofar put him into cherem, and the shofar releases the cherem. So like a pesha asar, pesha hitter. Just as you can apply the shamta, the nidui, you can remove it. You don't need to have it last for 30 days. Amar Lehi responds, but that doesn't apply in this case. Regarding monetary issues. Okay, so you can release the cherem right away. Avolav kirusa, but if he was disrespectful to Talmud Chacham, he has to go all the way. Adachayla shamta late los nyoymin. We have to wait until 30 days are up. He has to experience the full extent of the nidui. Continues the Gemara. The fact is that Abaye was trying to remove the nidui that he himself imposed. Alma kasavra Abaye, it's pretty clear that Abaye holds. Hani betlas the shamito. If you have three dayanim, three rabbanim, who activated a shamta, nobody else can come and remove it. It's personal. They have to come remove it themselves. Loyoso tlas achrini visharle. Three others can't go and remove it. The party himself, the chacham himself, who placed the nidui on this individual, has to go ahead and release it. That's why Abaye was seeking to release it himself, because he was the one who imposed it. Because really, this is a shaila in the Gemara, the boilu. We had a shaila, hani beit lasa, the shamitu. If three imposed a shamto, ma'u l'maisi t'lasa achrini, v'sharalei, can three others come and remove it? Toshma, we have a raya from a braisa. We're going to see which way. Menuda l'rav, menuda l'tamud. Suppose an individual was disrespectful to a rav, to a chashav, a chacham, and the rav put him into nidui. This affects the Talmidim as well, so they as well have to keep a distance from this fellow. Menuda l'Talmid. However, if he was disrespectful to the Talmud, and the Talmud placed a nidui on him, ain menuda l'Rav. It's limited to the Talmud or to his friends, but it doesn't affect the Rav, who stands higher, who's more chashav, and he's not affected by the nidui of his Talmud, so he can interact with this fellow. Likewise, menuda l'iri, a person got nidui from his fellow townspeople. Menuda l'iracheres, that nidui status extends to all the other cities. Menuda l'iracheres, but let's say he experienced nidui in a different city. Eina menuda l'iroi, this doesn't really have any effect on his own townspeople. Perhaps the point is that it's pretty difficult to live in the same town as a person with nidui, so it takes more. It must be a real serious offense to have a person deserve a local nidui. So if he gets nidui locally, that it affects anybody out there. But if he got a nidui in a different town, that doesn't necessarily oblige the people in this city to conform with that nidui. Another example is menuda l'nasi. Suppose he was deserving of nidui from the nasi, that affects everybody else. Menuda l'chol yisrael. Everybody has to keep a distance from him. But menuda l'chol yisrael, suppose somebody out there made him a menuda, this doesn't affect the nasi, who stands higher, and he has his own considerations when it comes to making nidui. Eine menuda l'nasi. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, echad ben ha-talmidim shen nida. Suppose one of the talmidim placed a person in chir, umeis, and he passed away. That's it. Too late. You can't release his chelik. Chelka eine mufar. So let's say there were three chachamim who imposed a nidui, one of them passes away. There's nothing you can do, because the person who imposed the cheder is no longer here. Says the Gemara, from this price we can learn three halachas. Shema minot tlas. Number one, shema minot talmud shenidui lechvoido, nidui nidui. You would think nidui only applies to a person who is really an avarya and a rasha. No. Even a talmud, not a talmud chacham, a talmud, a student in the yeshiva, who was offended by this person, who was embarrassed, degraded. So to defend the Kavod HaTorah, he has the ability to impose nidui, and it's effective. How do we know this? because the Braisa spoke about a Talmud being Menada, and that Nida is affected, but it doesn't affect somebody higher, a Rebbe. Apparently, as Rashi explains, was speaking that he imposed the Nidui because this fellow was disrespectful to the Talmud, because otherwise, if it's because as a result of being over Isurim, then it would apply to anybody. It would affect anybody equally. The Rav, the Talmud, it's something pertaining to Hashem. It's not personal. Rather, we're speaking about personal things here. Covet. And the fact that he got a Nidui on account of Covet a Talmud doesn't necessarily oblige the Rebbe to follow that nidu. So one thing we see is that a Talmud can be menada lichvoidu to protect his honor, the covered Torah of the Talmud himself. Number two, ushma mino kol echad ve'echad mefer chelkoi. We learned that a Talmud who passes away, there's no solution to his cherem because he's no longer here. Apparently, the one who imposes the cherem, he has to release and remove that cherem. Number three, ushma mino hani beit losa de shamitu. Three chachamim, for instance, imposed a shamta. Lo yosat los achrini v'sharalei. Three others can't come along and remove that cherem, right? Because we just said that the one who imposed the cherem passes away, his chelik can't be addressed because others can't address a shamta which was imposed by somebody else. So it's three things that we learn: Talmud could be menada because of his kavod. If you have three together who impose a shamta, each one takes apart his portion, and only the one who imposed the nida can address it. That's in line with Abaye, who was seeking to release this fellow, this tapcha, this disrespectful butcher, from the nida that he himself imposed, because only he can do that, and no one else. But concludes the Gemara, Amar Abba, Amar Meimar, Hilchasa, the halacha of Maisa is that anybody can do it. Hani beit losa de shamitu. Let's say three chachamim impose a shamta. Also beit losa achrini v'sharlei. Three others can come along, as long as they're on the same level or greater in stature, they can remove a shamta imposed by another chacham. Amalei Rav Ashi lameimer. What about the brayis of Atanya? Rashbag oimer. Echad min atalmidim shenido omeiz. Chelko einim ufer. The Talmud passes away. Nobody can address his part. My love, she would not assume it means Einoi Mufer Klal. Nobody ever can release that portion, that aspect of the Shamta, because the owner, the one who imposed it, is not present. Why? That's not the case. Ad also beit los achrini v'shorli. The Braisa means for the time being, it wasn't released. But if you have others who come along, others who are chashev, at least as chashev as that Talmud, and they decide to release the Shamta, they cancel the Nidui, it works. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein Nidui pachas melamed yom. Typically, a Nidui lasts for 30 days. Vein Nazifa pachas mezayin yom. Nazifa is a rebuke. If you experienced a harsh comment, a harsh response, a rebuke from a chacham, that's called Nazifa, and he has to sort of keep low profile. Keep away from the person, the chacham, who he offended, chacham who got upset her, keep away. But it's not like he's in need. Others can interact with him. He stays home. He keeps low profile. That is nazifa, and only lasts for 7 days. It's sort of a mini nidu. Even though we don't have a solid proof that a nazifa lasts for 7 days, we have a sort of a hint from a pasuk shenemar. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, Miriam should be released from her tzaras. Hashem says, look, at least 7 days. V'avia, yorak b'faneo. Suppose her father embarrasses her, spits in her face. Haloi tekolim shibas yamim. She'll be embarrassed for 7 days. So we see that a nazifa, a rebuke, generates a 7-day embarrassment period. And therefore we have a remez to this concept. The nazifa lasts for 7 days. Amar Rav Chisda, Nidui shalanu k'nazifa shalahen. Nidui lasts for 30 days. In Eretz Yisrael, they were greater chacham, of higher stature, but us in Bavel, our Nidui only lasts for seven days, and it's comparable to the time frame of their nazifa, which was 7 days. By the way, why isn't it a clear raya from this pasuk? We say it's not a riot, it's only a zecher, it's only a hint. Why isn't it a clear riot? And the first we say, That Hashem was merely comparing. He says, look, tzaras must last for at least 7 days, like a nazifa. Perhaps nazifa is longer than 7 days. So there's no clear right that nazifa is only 7 days, but at least for 7 days we see. In any case, as Rav Chisda and Bavel, the numbers change. Nidu shalonu, our nidu only lasts for 7 days, like a nazifa in Eretz Yisrael. Unazifa didu shiva v'suloi, asks the Gemara. Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael is only a 7 day affair? We have two stories that indicate otherwise. But it's a 30 day affair. Vaha. Rab Shimon bar Rebbe, Shimon the son of Rebbe, who was a Tana, Rabbi Danasi, who was a Nasi, was learning together with Bar Kapar, his Chavrusa. Shimon Rebbe Bar Kapar, Havayas v'Kogarsi, sitting and learning. Kashku Shmata, they incurred some difficulty. Amali Rabbi Shimon le Bar Kapar, Rabbi Shimon the son of Rebbe turns to Bar Kapar, Dover Zetzarech Rebbe, we need a Rebbe for this, indicating to his own father. We have to ask him Pshat in this Gemara. Amali Bar Kapar le Rabbi Shimon. Bar Kapar responds, "Umar Rabbi Aimer Blavazeh, what's a Rabbi gonna do with in this case? Nobody knows the answer to this question." Rashi says, "Ain Rabbi Ba'olam Shiyadev Darazeh, nobody can answer. This is a tough question. Don't bother going to your father." Also, Amar Le'Avu. Turns out that somehow Rabbi Shimon related this episode to his father. Ikbed, Rabbi was upset. He took offense. Asks the Chavetz Chaim, "It's Lashon Hara. What was the justification for relating the story to his father?" Says the Chavetz Chaim, Rebbe wasn't mekabel. Somehow it got out. He wasn't trying. It somehow surfaced. And the truth is that Rebbe didn't really accept it as fact. He heard the fact. He heard the news. He heard the information. He didn't really accept it as fact. Only later on, when he had the discussion with Bar Kapara, then he saw that indeed it was true and he believed it. Also, Bar Kapara l'schazuyle. Bar Kapara came to visit Rebbe. Rashi brings that Rebbe was in constant state of illness, of Yisurim, as the Gemara in Bava Metzia relates. He was makabel Yisurim on himself, to mechapa for the dur. So Bar Kapara came to visit him. Omalei, so Rebbe responds to him in cryptic language. Bar Kapara, eini makircha me'olam. Bar Kapara, I don't know you. Meaning, I'm not interested in your presence. This was sort of a litmus test. It was going to be a test to see how Bar Kapara responds. If he says, well, what do you mean, what did I do wrong? Then he knows that the whole story was unfounded and untrue. But if Bar Kapara responds with sort of a guilty twinge, then Rebbe would see that there was some truth to the story, and he has to address this disrespectful comment made by Bar Kapara. And what happened? Bar Kapara remained silent. Yada the Nakat Musa Bedat, Bar Kapara realized that Rebbe harbored hard feelings against him. And this was also a riot to Rebbe that in fact the story happened. Noag Nizivusa Benavshit Losin Yamin. As a result of this expression from Rebbe, Bar Kapara treated himself to this Nizifus procedure. He kept away for 30 days. That was one story. So we see Nazifa lasts for 30 days. Next story. Shuv pam achat, echad goza Rebbe shlo yishanu letamidim b'shuk. Rebbe enacted a takana. Don't go teach your Torah out in the street. It's not respectful for the Torah to be advertised b'shuk. Torah requires tznius in the Beis HaMedrash, my Dorash, based on which pasuk. It says, so a Torah is compared to a thigh. Ma yorech b'seiser, just like a yorech, a thigh is meant to be covered and concealed after the Torah b'seiser. Torah is meant to be kept b'tzina. It's a precious item, meant to be kept under wraps. So this was Rebbe speaking, and what happened? Yotzi Rabbi Chia was a Talmud of Rebbe, went out, and he conducted his classes out in the street. And he taught both his nephews out in the street. Who are they? L'Rav. One nephew was Rav. U'L'Rabo Bar Chana. So the Haggadah takes out the word Bar. It's only Rabba Bar Chana, because Rabbi Chiya had a brother Chana. And Rabba, who is Bnei Echa, right, the nephew, son of his brother, was Rabba Bar Chana. This is not to be confused with another Amora, Rabba Bar Bachan, who lived way later in the time of Rabbi Yechon, We have Amar Rava Bar Bar Chan Amar Biechanan, which incidentally Tosfos Sanhedrin says was a grandson. He was a grandson of Chana. Rabba Bar, the son of Bar Chana. So he was a grandson, a great grandson of Chana, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, as opposed to Rabba being the son of Bar Chana. He brings a raya from a Gemara Bar Mitzvah that in Mav Basra that it's not so. There was nobody Bar Chana. There's another pshat in Tosfos that it was, but he disagrees. It was Rabba Bar, the son of, another Bar, the son of Chana, great-grandfather. But here, in any case, it's not the same individual. It's Rabba Bar Chana, because Chana was Rabbi Chiya's brother. The Gemara Sanhedrin brings he had five brothers. One of them was Chana, so we see Chana, and it can be a man's name. And he had a son, Rabba. So he taught both his nephews, Rav and Rabba. We are out in the street. Shama Rabbi Ikpid. Rabbi heard about that and he was upset. Not meant to teach Torah out in the shuk. Also, Rabbi Chiel is Chazuyele. So Rabbi Chiel came to visit Rabbi. Amalei Rabbi was upset at him, responded, Aya, instead of Chiel, he said, Aya, in a derogatory way. Mikar lech b'chutz. Rei, mikar lech b'chutz. Go take a look. Somebody's calling you outside. This was his hint that he was displeased with his presence. Yoda did not get Mosa Bedaite. Rabbi Chiya figured that Rabbi had hard feelings towards him, and he took it to heart. Nog Nazifusa Benafshe Tosin Yoimin. He applied Nazifus for 30 days. What happened? Beyond Klosin, on day 30, Shalakli, Rabbi sends a message to Rabbi Chiya. Ta, Ta Hadar, Ta, come back, return. Hadar Shalachle sent him another message on the same day. The Lailaisi shouldn't come back. What happened? Mikara my Savar, what did Rebbe hold initially? Ubasayf my Savar, what did he hold later on? Why did he change his plans? Mikara Savar initially figured, Miksasayim Kikulay. Once you experience part of that 30th day, it counts like a whole day. It says, oh, he has 30 days of Nazifus, he was Yaitse, it's over, he can come back. Ubasayf Savar. Ultimately, he held, no. Loyamriyan Miksasayim Kikulay, when it comes to Nidoy Shamto, you have to really have the 30 full day experience. You can't say Miksasayim Kikule like we say in other halachas. That's why he resent the Shliach, tell him not to come until tomorrow. Or until tonight. L'Sayif Asa, it turns out that he did show up. Omale Amai Asis. Rabbi asks him, why did he come? Omale Dishalach Limar, the Laisi. What do you mean? You sent me a Shliach, I should come. Says Rabbi, V'ashalchilacha, the Laisi. I sent you a Shliach that you should not come. Omale Rabbi Chiya responds, Zero Isi, I saw the first one. Vazela Isi, I never heard about the second one. So the second one never met him. And that's why I came. Koriyale, Rabbi applied, the Pasuk, Bertzois Hashem Darchi Ish. When Hashem is pleased with a man's ways, Gam Oiva V'yashlim Itoy. Hashem ensures that even his enemies make up with him. So it's sort of a hint that Hashem arranged that Rabbi Chiya should come, even though Rebbe himself objected to his arrival. Yeah, I once read a story about Rosh Raga Feivel Mendelowitz, a big tzaddik. He established Torah V'das, Torah Mesorah, Hebrew day schools throughout America. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that all B'nai Torah in America owe their Torah to him. In any case, he was once sitting with Talmidim in Muncie after he established Beis Medrash Elyon in Muncie. He was sitting out there with Talmidim on the grass, and they were discussing Hashkafa, that was his favorite topic, Hashkafa, and then Yiddishkeit, and suddenly everyone's frantically waving their hands, and something going on, and after a while he turns to him, he says, what's the ruckus about? So they said, what do you mean, you don't know, you didn't see the swarm of mosquitoes descending upon us, and it was quite scary. So he says, interesting, I didn't see it, I didn't feel it. And they discussed this pasuk, Ritzoyis Hashem Darkei Ish, and the Medrash says, even the Yitushim, even the insects and mosquitoes, keep away from a person who's a Oved Hashem. There was a story with Moshe Feinstein as well. Somebody was sitting in front of him. This was in the Catskills. In the summertime, he was sitting. It was a Friday night, and they were sitting having together, was discussing, and they were, and somebody notices a mosquito that landed on Moshe Feinstein's forehead and was just sitting there, sitting and sitting. Didn't do anything to him. But Tzoyis Hashem Darkish Gam Oivav Yashli Mitoy. My time of Avad Marhochi. So now Rabbi got down to specifics. Okay, so why did you do that? We know that we're not meant to teach Torah outside. Amalei, so Rabbi Chiya says, I have a different source, a different pasuk, which indicates otherwise. Echsiv, chachmos, v'chutz taroina. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Chachm is meant to be advertised. It's meant to be sung outside. Amalei, so Rabbi responded to him harshly. Im karisa leshanisa. You know what, if you read the pasuk once, apparently you didn't read it again. You didn't properly understand it. Vim shanis lo shilashta, if you read it twice, you didn't read it three times. Vim shilashta, if you read it three times, lo pirshalacha. You weren't really told the true meaning of the pasuk. You know what the pasuk means? Chachma is pachutz taroina kederava. Dama rabba. It's not referring to advertising Torah, to teaching Torah in a public manner. Rather, kala oisik b'tera mi b'flim, just the opposite. Whoever is engrossed is immersed in Torah. Inside, in the Beis Medrash. Toirosoi machrezes olav machus. The Torah itself advertises for him. Everybody knows, that's the Erlich Yid, let's go ask him a shayla. Without advertising, without campaigning. So the Torah has that effect. The Torah itself informs all of his capacity, of his status. But typically we don't take the Torah out to the street. What about the pasuk? Torah is not meant to be kept under wraps and kept hidden. There it says, "Hahu biyomi dekala." Yomi dekala was the day of the drasha. Rashi says, so it was a public drasha a couple of times a year, whether it was before Yom Tov or whatever. So then we make a public scene, but otherwise Torah is meant to be betzina. That's a true atzlach of Torah. Asks the Gemara, Reb Chiya. What does Reb Chiya do with Rebbe's pasuk? Haicha muki yireichayich mayavidle. The pasuk which indicates that Torah is like a thigh, meant to be hidden. It's not referring to Torah. Muki lo betztaka. When it comes to mitzvahs, do that quietly, without recognition. But Torah, go ahead, teach it. Teach it to the public. Advertise Torah. Let all benefit. Enjoy the Torah. In any case, we see from both these stories involving Rebbe's Nazifa that Nazifa lasts for 30 days and not just 7. Alma Nazifa dedut lasen yayman. Apparently the Nazifa in Eretz Yisrael lasts for 30 days, not 7. Nazifa's Nazi Shani. He was a Nazi. His Nazifa carried greater weight and lasted for 30 days. But your typical Nazifa is only 7 days. So once again, the numbers are as follows. Nidui in Eretz Yisrael is 30 days. Nazifa, typically 7 days, except for the Nasi, which is 30. In Bavel, a Nidi only lasts for 7 days. What about our Nazifa? Which should be a step down. When Nazifa didan kamahavi, our Nazifa, meaning in Bavel, how long that last? That lasts for Chad Yom, only 1 day. As we're going to find in the following stories. Kihad is Shmuel, Omar Ukva. Shmuel, who was a greater Talmud Chacham than Mar Ukva, who was the Nasi, the Arbezin at that time. Interesting, the Abbezin wasn't necessarily the biggest Talmud Chacham, that was his Tafkid, Men HaShemayim. So Shmuel was the Rebbe, and Marukva was the Abbezin, was the Nasi. Ki Avuyas, Vigarsi, Shmata, when they would sit and learn together, Shmuel was given more covet. He was the Rebbe. Hava Yosef, Marukva, Kameh, Shmuel, Baruchik, Dalad Amis. So Shmuel would sit in the front, Marukva would sit in front of him like a Talmud, 4 Amis away, to give him respect. But Vichi Avuyas, Bedina, when they were involved in a din Torah, and the Mar Ukva was the Nasi running the show. Have a Yosef Shmuel kamei the Mar Ukva baruchik daled amos. In this case, they reversed it. Mar Ukva sat in the front, and Shmuel would sit before him like a Talmud, 4 amos away. Vabu chayki leiduchta. In fact, they would elevate Mar Ukva's, his seat. Le Mar Ukva bitzipsa with mats. They would lift him up. Yosef eloei upon which he would sit. Why ki heichad leshtam and milis, that his words would be heard, would have an effect. This would give him authority. Okay, so they had this arrangement. When it came to learning, Shmuel was accorded greater honor because Mar Ukva recognized his greatness. In fact, kol yoma, on a daily basis, have a malavi le Mar Ukva le Shmuel. Adu shpizei, Mar Ukva would escort Shmuel to his house. Yoma chad, one day, itra bedine, Mar Ukva got preoccupied with the din Torah, and he neglected to escort Shmuel home. Have Ozel Shmuel Masri. In fact, Shmuel was walking behind Mar Ukva. When Mar Ukva got home, Amalei Shmuel calls out to him from behind. Loi Nagalach, isn't it late enough? Lishrulei Mar Betigre, could you release me from this situation here? And he was trying to hint to him that, hey, what happened today? Why was I walking after you rather than you escorting me? Yoda Denaket Milsa Bedaiti. Mar Ukva figured he understood that Shmuel was offended. Nog nezivusa benafshei chadjim. So Marukva applied nezifus to himself, a one-day nezifus. So we see that nezifus in Bava lasts only one day. Another story involving Ayitza. There was this woman, the Havas Yosva Bishvila. She was sitting along the pathway. Havas Pashta Kara, she had her legs stretched out, Vakar Manifa Chushloi, and she was sifting her barley kernels. Vavacha Lefa Azal Tzurban Rabban. And a young Talmud Chacham was walking by, and she didn't show humility, she didn't pull back, she didn't make room for him. Omar, he exclaimed, he said, Chamachat Sifa Ayitza, look what kind of chutzpah expressed by this Isha. Look how Amuchatzefa she is. She's not respecting the Torah. No, this Isha was a sincere woman. She heard the Talmud Chacham expressing himself in this harsh manner. She took it to heart. Asoy lekameda Rav Nachum. So she presented it to Rav Nachum. Amar lo, so he turns to her. Mi sham is shamta mi pumei? Tell me, did you hear the words shamta nidui from the Talmud Chacham's mouth? Amar lo, she says, lo, no, actually, I did not hear those words. So he said, okay, not so serious. Amar lo, he tells her, Dili nehugi nezifu sechad yoim b'nafsheich, apply nezifa to yourself, a one-day nezifa. And suffice with that. Another story involving Zutra Bar Tuvia. He was the psukim expert, the Tanakh expert. Havakah Pasek Sidra, he would present psukim, he would read the Tanakh. Kamei, the Rabbi Yehuda in front of Rabbi Yehuda, his Rabbi. Kima talai psukim, when he got to the Pasek. In Shmuel Beis Chav Gimel, which reads Ve'ela Divrei David Achrein. These are the last words of David. Now the word Divrei indicates Nevuah, Rashi explains. So Zutra Bar Tuvia had a Shaila. Amar Lei Achreinim. The Pasuk describes these words as Achrein, the last words. Mechla Dika Rishon. Apparently there were earlier words as well. Last indicates that there were earlier ones. Where are those earlier words? Where do we find Rishon Maininu? Where are the earlier words? Where is the earlier Nevuah? We don't find Divrei described anywhere else regarding David HaMelech. Shasik v'loy amar levi lemidi. So Rabbi Yehuda responded with silence. So Zutra figured he didn't hear the question. He repeated it again. Hadur amar achreinim mechladik rishonim. The term achreinim indicates that there are rishonim. No, where are they? Rishonim ma'i. So he pretty much repeated the same question. Amar leis, Rabbi Yehuda was a bit irritated. My daitach, why are you asking again? The layada, you think the layada pirusha daikra, anybody that doesn't have proper understanding in this particular pasuk, lav gavur rabu is not a great man, meaning you're insisting that I respond to this question. Why are you being so pushy? Yada the nakat musa bedaite. So Zutra understood that Rabbi Yehuda was irritated, and nog nizifusa benaf sheichad yomi, applied nizifa to himself, a one-day Nazifa experience. So we have three stories that indicate that Nazifa in Bavel is a one-day affair. Continues the Gemara. What about that pasuk that we couldn't figure out? Let's figure it out. With the Asana Lomia, once we're discussing this pasuk that has the words Achreinim, Mechal de Kirishen, which indicates that there were earlier words as well, which were expressed B'Navu, Rishayna Mahi, what are those earlier words? Where are they? So the pasuk right before this pasuk reads as follows: Vaydaber David Hashem es divrei hashir hazois v'yom hitzel Hashem oisoi mikaf kol oivav u'mikaf shol. So David expresses shira on account of Shol Hamelech downfall. Amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu David. Hashem turns to David. David, shira to emer ama pelosa shol shol. Why are you expressing yourself with song on account of Shol's downfall? You know how great he is? He's even a greater tzaddik than you are. Il Mali, if it were so that Ata Shol, that you were Shol, Rashi explains, you were born in his mazel. You were him and he was you. Vuhu David, and he was born in your mazel. You know what would happen? Ibadati kama David miponav. I would do away with many Davids in face of Shol, who is really greater. It so happens to be that you're in your mazel, he's in his mazel, and I've arranged the world in this manner that you should take over the Malucha. But as far as standing, as far as stature and prominence, he's really greater than you. So although he had to experience downfall to enable your Malucha, but it's not to say that he isn't great, and you shouldn't be singing on account of his downfall. That's why the Pasuk says, Shigoyin Ladover. Ashad Shor Hashem al Divrei Kush ben Yimini. Shigoyin. It was a mistake. It was an error, like a shgoga. Indeed, it was inappropriate to sing in this situation. Now, how does this address our question? We're looking for Rishonim. So the riff and the Ein Yaakov, the whole pshat in this Gemara, he says that there was a response, David HaMelech response to Hashem, which the Gemara will bring soon, that I have an advantage over Shaul because I went through the tshuva process, I introduced tshuva to the world. So that seems to be the Rishonim, the earlier words that David HaMelech expressed. In any case, we have a kash on this pasuk. So he's saying, Al divrei Kush ben Yimini on account of Shaul HaMelech's downfall. Yichi Kush Shemoi? Was Kush his name? Well, it's Shaul Shemoi. His name was Shaul. What does the pasuk mean? Ella, the pasuk is indicating as follows. You know how great Shaul was? Ella ma Kushi Meshune Boire, just as a black man is unique in his skin color. Av Shaul Meshune B'masa. Likewise, Shaul HaMelech was different and unique. In his Masim Toim, he was a great tzaddik. Kayetze B'davar Toim. In similar fashion, we learn the following pasuk. When Miriam was complaining about Moshe Rabbeinu's treatment of his wife Tzipora, and the pasuk describes her as Al Oides Haisha Kushes Ashalakach. Why is she Kushes? Vale Kush Bichi Kushes Shema. Is her name Kushes? Vale Tzipora Shema. Her name was Tzipora. Ella, the comparison to a Kushes is as follows: Ma Kushes Mishuna Boir. Just as a female Kushes is unique in her black skin, Av Tzipora Mishuna B'Maseo. She's a great tzaddikus. In similar fashion, we learn the pasuk Vayishma Eved Melech HaKushi, referring to the Eved of Yitzidkiah, who was a Melech Yisrael. Why is he called Kushi? V'chi Kushi Shemoi V'al Yitzidkiah Shemoi. Why do we call him Kushi instead of Tzidkiah? The same answer. Elo Ma Kushi Meshune Bo'ira, just like a black man, is different in terms of the pigment. Av Tzidkiah B'Meshune B'Mas of Tzidkiah was so different on account of his Masim Tev. One more example, Kayetze B'Davar Ato Eimer, this is a haftarah that we read in Shul, Halay Kivnei Kushim Atem Libes Yisrael. Why are Klai Yisrael regarded as Kushim? Yichi Kushim Shimon, Valo Yisrael Shimon. Elam HaKushim Mishun HaBoir, just like a Kushi has different skin. Af Yisrael Mishun HaMaseim Kol Umois, Yisrael are so different in their ways, in their practices, in their lifestyle, from all the other nations on earth. Omar Rav Shmo Bar Nachmeni, Omar B'Yenis. May Tichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says Nu'um David? This is actually the last part of that pasuk, Ve'ela Divrei David Achronim, and it continues Nu'um David ben Yishai, Unu'um Hagever Hukam Oil, Hukam Ol, Mashiach LaKeYakov Unim Zmir Yisrael. What does it mean that David HaMelech is speaking? Right, Nu'um David ben Yishai, Nu'um Hagever Hukam Ol, the Gever who was Hukam Ol, he's speaking. Who is that? What does that have to do with David HaMelech? Answers the Gemara. Nu'um David ben Yishai. These are the words of David ben Yishai, Shehekem Oila Shel Tshuva, who established, who introduced the concept, the yoke, the procedure of Teshuva. On account of his incident with Bathsheba, he introduced Teshuva into the world. Explains Rashi. So Rashi here is on the left side, the left column, somewhere in the middle. Shehekem Oila Shel Tshuva. Shehu Shav Tchila. He was the first Baal Tshuva. And he was a trailblazer in this regard. V'nosan Derech L'Shav. The truth is, like David, David HaMelech was not fit for that chet. It wasn't something compatible with his neshama. Ella, the reason why Hashem arranged it, Ella Shem Chata Yachad, in order to enable others to follow suit, to open up the doors of teshuva for all those that will follow in his ways. Shem Chata Yachad, if an individual, if a person falls through and stumbles, there's always a way out. I know why we tell him. Take a look at David HaMelech, this great man. He stumbled, he fell. Hashem forgave him for that sin because of the power of teshuvah. You as well. Nothing's beyond teshuvah. Grab on, hold on to teshuvah, and come back. Continues the Gemara. The pasuk reads as follows. Omar, this is also in the vicinity of those psukim, David HaMelech speaking. Omar, Elokei Yisrael, Li. Diber Tzuri Yisrael Moishel Ba'odim Tzadik Moishel Yiras Elikim. What does this pasuk mean? My Omar. Omar Ravoha Chakamar. Omar David is speaking. And he says like this. Hashem spoke to me. Elokei Yisrael Li Diber. Tzuri Yisrael, the rock, the protector of Klal Yisrael, spoke to me as follows. Ani Moishel Ba'odim, I rule over man. But, you want to know something? Me, Moishel B. Who rules over me, so to speak, Kav Yachal, who has power to influence my procedure, my decision, so to speak, the tzaddik. Shani geizer gzeira. I decree, umevatla. There's a gersa of umevatla. Tzaddik can come along and nullify gzeira. You know why? Because a tzaddik always listens to Hashem. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Batal Ritzoncha Meritzoinai. Nullify your Ratzin to the Ratzin of Hashem. Be committed to Hashem in all circumstances. The Emissarius Nefesh elicits a corresponding Hanhoga from Hashem. Hashem is Mevatal Ritzoinai Achirim, which is a term to offer. Hashem Kavayachal Vipnei Ritzonecha. A tzaddik is always listening to Hashem, therefore Hashem listens to the tzaddik. There's a pasuk that reads as follows. Pasuk again in Shmuel Beis Chav Gimel. Eile Shmuel Sagibor, Mashal David, Yeshi B'Sheves, and it continues Tach Kemoini, Rosh HaShlishi. The pasuk seems to be providing a list of all the warriors, the Giborim, who accompany David HaMelech. But if you look at the words in the pasuk, we don't find any names. So what is the pasuk referring to? Micah Omer. Amar Ravo, Hochik Amar, the pasuk means like this. It's referring to David HaMelech himself. Eilo Shmois, Gevul Roisef Shal David. Here we go describing the greatness, the Gevura, the power of David HaMelech. Yoshev B'Sheves, what does that mean? B'Shosha Yoshev B'Yeshiva, when he was involved and he was sitting and learning, Lo Yoye Yoshev Al Gabi Karim Uksasas, he refused to sit on cushion chairs, on pillows and cushions. El Al Gabi Karka, down on the floor. An expression of humility and anava, connected to Hashem all the way. So Yeshev B'Sheves, he sat low down when he learned Torah. In fact, the Kol Kama Dehavei Rabbi, as long as his Rebbe, who was named Ira Yiri, was still alive, Kayim, have a master L'Rabbonon. So the Rebbe would teach the Rabbonon, would teach the Chacham, Al Gabi Karim Uksasas, Ira Yiri would sit upon blankets and, Karim Uksasas, pillows and mattresses. But, Kinoch Navshi, when Ira Yiri passes away and the mantle was transferred to David HaMelech, Hava Masni David L'Rabbonon, David would be the teacher, and how would he sit? Vava Yosef Al Gabi Karka, sit on the floor. Amrle, the Chacham told him, it's not befitting. Leisiv Mar, Akar Muksasas, why don't you sit on the pillows? Lo Yikavale, he refused to accept. Torah is meant to be learned in this way, Ba'anova, of humility, totally battle to Hashem. You know, Moshe Feinstein is always seen leaning forward. You know, when he sat in a chair with a back, he would never sit back when he was learning. Always forward. Bittel and anava, humility. The pasuk continues with the word tach kimoini. Amar Rav, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem tells him, Hoyelishbalta atzmocha, because you've humiliated, you've mashpul yourself, you've humbled yourself in this manner, tehi kimoini. So tach kimoini, like the ches and the hey go, right, they're interchangeable, coming from the same place in the throat. So tehi kimoini, you'll be like me, you have power, kaviyocha like me, which means Shani goes gzera. Even if I make gzera, va'atim avatla, you have the ability to mevatla. The pasuk continues, Roish Hashalishim, b'schus your commitment to Torah and to Anava, you'll be the Roish Hashalishim. You'll head the group, tehei Roish lishleishes avos. We'll be on top of the list, in front of the three avos. Rashi brings the Gemara Sanhedrin, shehu hoylech lifneim lo'ilam haba. He'll walk before them in olam haba. The pasuk continues with the words, Hu adinoi ha'etzni. Adinoi means gentle. Etzni, lashna, fierceness. Stiff, like a log. He had both sides to him. Kishahayu yeshev oisik b'tayr, when he was learning, hayu ma'adin atzmai. Kutelas, he would be gentle, like a worm. Wrap himself together, sit on the floor in humility. L'kavad atayr, l'kavad Hashem. But, when it was needed, u'bishah shiyotzil mechamim, went out to wage war against the Rishayim, against the son of Yisrael. He pulled out the weapons. He would stiffen himself like a piece of wood, like a log. So when he was gentle and soft, when he was learning Torah, not because he couldn't do otherwise, it was by choice. He had the ability to go out like a warrior when needed. The pasuk concludes, Al shmoina meyais cholo b'pamachas. It means he used to take an arrow, throw it out against the enemies, and strike down 800 enemies in one shot. But only 800. He was distressed regarding the missing 200. It was supposed to be 1,000. The pasuk says, when we are successful, Hashem will enable us to strike down 1,000 in one shot. What happened to the last 200? Yotze baskel v'arma, Hashem calls out and says, Rak bedavar Uriah chiti, because of your incident with Uriah, he caused the bar about his death. So you have that sort of chet, and therefore, it's only 800, not 1,000.
Let's
do a quick chazara. We have all these sources for the procedure that Brezhnev employs when they call the Baldin. We set a place, we set a time. We apply nidui, another nidui, and then cherem. If he's really uncooperative, cherem involves malchus, and we take his nechasam with mafkirut. We have sources from Korach v'Adosai, from the story with Dar Yavish, the story with Ezra, the story with Barak and the Morais, which some say is a star. And that's where we learn all the halachos of nidui and cherem. When he's invited to Bez and summoned for a dinter regarding Mamanius, we give him an extra chance. Bez, hey, Bez, Monday, Thursday, Monday, three warnings before we actually implement. Regarding Zilzul Talmud Chacham, immediate consequences. When it comes to Mamanius, we can shorten the Nidu period to even less than 30 days. When it comes to Zilzul Talmud Chacham, he has to experience a full 30-day Nidu. How long does Nidu last for? 30 days? What about Nidu in Chutz La'aretz? Only 7 days. What about Nezifa? Netz Yisrael is 7 days. By Yanasi is 30 days. And Bavel, Nezifa is only a 1 day affair. We had the stories regarding Rebbe's Nezifa, two stories. We had the discussion between Hashem and David HaMelech. Now I meant to sing Shira on Mapalase Shal Shal HaMelech. We had four psukim describing the Lashon Kushi Shal HaMelech, Tzidkiyo, Tzipor, and Yisrael. They're all unique in their masim, like the Kushi with his skin. We saw David HaMelech's Anova and Hashpol and Bittul to Hashem when he learned Torah. At the same time, we saw his strength when it was needed. And we learned about the Tzaddik's ability. Hashem is Goyza Gzera, and the Tzaddik could come along and be Mevatel that Gzera. All the best to you, and much Hatzlacha.